Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be digging into something that's, well, it's pretty hot right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crypto.
Definitely seeing a lot of buzz around that.
We're looking specifically at some excerpts from a speech that Eric Trump gave recently, where he lays out his vision for the U.S. and cryptocurrency.
The ambitious vision.
Very ambitious. It's all about, like, you know, can the U.S. actually become a crypto superpower, you know? Ready to find out?
Let's dive in.
All right. So right off the bat, Eric Trump comes out strong saying, like, cryptocurrency, it's not just some fad. It's the future of finance.
Mm-hmm.
He flat out says it's going to replace traditional banking as we know it.
And that's an idea, you know, that's gaining traction, not just among, well, certain political circles, but even with, like, serious policymakers and tech innovators.
Yes, not just a Trump thing.
Right. A lot of people are looking at blockchain, the tech behind crypto, and they see it as a way to, like, totally reshape how we think about money and transactions.
Okay. So blockchain, for those who, you know, maybe haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet, what's the super quick, like, elevator pitch for it?
Sure. So imagine a digital ledger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not controlled by any one person or bank.
Gotcha.
It's distributed across a whole network of computers, and every transaction gets recorded on this ledger.
Okay.
Publicly and permanently. So there's this, like, radical transparency built in.
So, like, no more hiding stuff. Like, everything's out in the open.
That's the idea. No. And because you're cutting out the middleman, you know, the bank's transactions can be way faster and cheaper, especially when you're talking about, like, sending money internationally.
Yeah, those fees can be brutal.
Absolutely. So you can see why people like Eric Trump are excited about the potential here.
Okay, but let's be real. There's a lot of skepticism around crypto too, right? Like, I think a lot of people, they hear cryptocurrency and they just think scams. Like, you know, volatility, the price going up and down like crazy. And then there's the whole thing with, like, regulation. It feels like the Wild West out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely still a bit of a frontier. And that lack of clear regulation, it does make people nervous. But that's something that Eric Trump actually talks about a lot in this speech.
Okay, so what's his take on regulation?
He's all for it.
Really?
Yeah. He actually argues that having, you know, clear, sensible regulations, it's not going to stifle innovation. It's going to attract investors.
Interesting. So instead of, like, you know, trying to dodge regulations, he's saying, let's embrace them.
Exactly. He thinks that the U.S. could become, like, the global hub for crypto innovation, but only if there's a solid regulatory framework in place.
So kind of like you're building a house, right? You need that strong foundation, the regulations, to actually, you know, build something amazing on top of it.
Perfect analogy. And then he also talks about this need to collaborate with the big players in the tech world. He even specifically name dropped Elon Musk.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about, you know, the government doing its thing. He's thinking partnerships, like bringing in the Teslas and the SpaceXs of the world.
Yeah. I mean, those companies, they have the resources, they have the talent. And they, you know, imagine if those resources were put towards developing things like decentralized finance. DeFi is what they call it.
Okay, so DeFi, that's kind of like banking, but without the banks.
Kind of, and uses blockchain technology to create, like, financial services, things like loans, insurance, even trading,
yeah.
You know, but all outside the traditional financial system.
So we could potentially see, like, the whole financial world shift over to this blockchain thing.
It's a possibility, you know. It's definitely still early days, but that's what Eric Trump seems to be betting on, that the U.S., by embracing crypto, can solidify its place as a world leader in this whole new financial landscape.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a huge vision, right? Crypto replacing the dollar,
mm-hmm.
Everyone managing their money on the blockchain. It almost sounds kind of like science fiction.
Right.
But is it really that far-fetched? I mean, technology is changing so fast these days.
Right. It's really making us rethink everything. And it raises some, you know, big question, like, what would a world where crypto is the dominant form of finance even look like? What are the benefits? What are the risks?
Yeah, and how would it affect, like, everyday people?
Yeah.
You know, our jobs, our savings, our lives. I think those are the questions we really need to be asking.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Eric Trump is trying to get at with this speech. You know, he wants people to start thinking about these things, to start having these conversations, because this stuff is, it's coming whether we're ready for it or not.
Right. It's not just some, you know, tech thing happening in Silicon Valley. It has the potential to, like, change everything. So as always, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all this? You know, is Eric Trump right? Is crypto the future? Or is this all just hype? Head over to our website, you know, leave a comment, send us a message. Let's keep this conversation going, because this is the kind of stuff that, you know, it's going to shape the world we live in, and it's worth thinking about. So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.
See you then.